Why did Judas betray Jesus? Many things are said about Judas and why he betrayed the Lord. He was a zealot. He wanted Jesus to be king. Theories are abounding, but let us take a look at the scriptures and see. Let us see if we could have been like Judas had we been in the same circumstances. What was Judas like? He was a finance man. Finance persons need to have a head on their shoulders. They pinch pennies. They don't like money wasters. Judas must have been a person like that. Let's look at some of the biggest quote-unquote money wasters that led up to Judas betraying Jesus and see how we would compare to Judas. The first money waster was at the home of Simon the Pharisee. It says in Luke 7:36-38, he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat, and behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, brought an alabaster box of ointment and began to wash his feet with tears, and it wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. At this time, no one murmurs. Judas might have been a bit hot under the collar, but doesn't say anything about the expensive perfume that was wasted and poured over Jesus' feet. Now, Judas might have thought, what a waste. Why didn't she just use water? We could have sold that stuff for some good cash. Jesus should have never allowed that waste, but he didn't say anything. The second money waster, it is now 6 days before the Passover, at Lazarus and Mary and Martha's house. It says in John 12:1-6, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Here, this is the second time that this happened, and Judas had to speak up, as 300 pence is 300 days' wages. That is almost a year's salary, and it was gone in just 5 minutes. Incredible. This is beyond Judas. This he said, not that he cared for the poor, because he was a thief and had the bag and bear what was put therein. Who says I'm a thief? Look, we are quite tight, and this was a waste. Well, if they can waste that much on someone's feet, then I deserve a few pennies too, so what's the big deal? The third money waster, it is now 2 days before the Passover, at the home of Simon the leper. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover, and being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against it. Mark 14:1-3, Matthew 26:8. Here we see that Judas's grumbling had infected the disciples, and they had caught on to Judas's concern about the waste of money. This was the third time, and now it is enough for poor Judas, and Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the priest to betray him. Matthew 26:14. So Judas loses it completely. He immediately goes to the chief priests and the elders, the good religious people. And he's thinking, if I turn Jesus over to them, then maybe they can help Jesus get back on track. Because obviously, Jesus is a big waster. Okay, he heals people, raised some people from the dead, and he preaches a good sermon. But what representation of God is he anyway? His first miracle was about 600 liters of wine for a bunch of party animals that had drunk everything already. And then him talking about eating his flesh and drinking his blood. The laws of Moses absolutely forbid this. And I am definitely not a sickening vampire. I've got to get out from underneath his spell. I will turn him over to the priests. They studied psychology and theology, and they know what God ought to be like. They know their stuff. They know the law, and they can help him see the error of his ways, because I am at wit's end, and I have to draw the line somewhere. Then Judas went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. and they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. It says in Matthew 26:15. The grumbling had put a crack in his armor. Anyway, 30 pieces of silver is not bad money, and God knows we need it. I think it'll all work out really well. He had opened the floodgates for the devil's accusations, and he was pulled along in the flood of lies, and he could not get out. Even at the Lord's Supper, Jesus washing Judas's feet could not touch him anymore. If he only would have asked, "Jesus, can you please help me? I am consumed with negativity about this perfume business. It is too much for my money-thinking mind. I even went to the priest. They want a private meeting with you, and they gave me 30 pieces of silver. I'm in bad shape, Lord, and I desperately need your help. I'm so screwed up with these money matters. Can someone else please handle the money?" But he didn't ask. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw Jesus was condemned, "Hey, this is not what I had in mind. They were going to talk to him. They used me." Repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned that I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? That's your problem." And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple. "I don't want this blood money." And he departed. Judas had lost his anchor and went and hanged himself. Matthew 27:1-5. It says in Exodus 21:32, "If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant that they die, he shall give unto their master 30 shekels of silver." Judas had sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. According to the law of Moses, this is what we should pay for a servant that was killed by our ox. For Judas, it all started with grumbling. So if we grumble and complain about things and the way God is treating us, then this God that we allegedly worship has the same value in our eyes as a dead servant. In other words, we think God is pretty useless and more or less like a dead servant. So what is he worth to us? Simon Peter denied Jesus. Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, "I know not the man." And immediately the cock crew, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, "Before the cock crow, you shall deny me thrice." And he went out and wept bitterly. Matthew 26:74-75. Peter was the leader among the apostles, yet he denied Jesus three times that same night, but he went out and wept bitterly. He also could not believe what he had done. Although he was also at wit's end, he held on and he came through with flying colors. If it wasn't for the grace of God, honestly, now would we have done much better than Judas? With this in mind, we can only say, "Dear Jesus, would you please watch over my mind and thoughts and keep me under your protection? Because without it, I could mess up like anything. I could betray you like Judas or deny you like Peter. Please keep me close to you in the palm of your protective hand, as you said in John 10:28. Let us stick to Jesus' admonishing words, "Judge not that ye be not judged," as we will be judged by the same standard that we have set for others. Matthew 7:1. Here but for the grace of God go I. At the site johnpeters.in, you can choose from 9 books and 65 plus pamphlets. All downloads are free. There is no cookies or no info request, no strings attached, so we can pass it on.